God has a problem. One of his problems is the same problem we have when we're raising our children. How do you tell a two-year-old, listen to me, stay away from that fire. It looks beautiful, but it will burn you, and it may burn down our house. Do not play with fire. And the child sometimes looks around and doesn't understand. In this holy day, which is older than Christmas, this is the first time in the Bible that the Holy Trinity is revealed. In other words, God is telling us, look, those pagan gods, they were not me. I don't want to play with your life. I don't want you simply to bow down and worship me. True worship is a humble heart, a person who tries to make the world a better place. There was a horrible suicide that we saw on television of that soldier who took his life and blew up the car, saying, I think the United States is going downhill. And I thought to myself, well, why did you leave us? If we're doing poorly, if the country is going in a bad way, shouldn't you come and help us? So the next time you do something good, you pick up someone that's down, or help someone that is in a bad situation, say to yourself, now I am truly worshiping God. I am making the world a better place. I am loving my brother and my sister. I am not running away from the problem. Because Jesus came to us in Bethlehem. He came to the River Jordan to sanctify water and to sanctify us. Unlike Far Eastern religions, there is no secret that our priests have. The secret that everyone knows is, if you want a mystical experience, if you want to understand God, love his children. Be nice to his children. Always be careful how you treat the children of the God that you pray to. And if you treat them well, you will become a better person. The world will become a better place. And God will give you insight into how to live life well. Христос хрещається.